League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
PSA, I think the deadline for registering to vote has passed, but if you want to just double check, some states you could do it within a week or two. Some places have same day registration. Check your voter registration at vote.gov. Make sure you vote. Vote early. Vote by mail. You never know if a storm is going to come by or something may happen where you may not be able to vote on voting day. So just make sure you're voting. All of us here would like to remind you.
I love this color blue. And also, wow, Matt, what a cute crew neck.
Thank you.
That blue color you're wearing.
Look at my water bottle. It's also blue.
Do you guys like the red in my hair?
No.
It's kind of purple.
Yeah.
I already voted.
Oh, good for you.
I got mine.
Yep.
I saw them on my counter after you told me you got yours.
Dropped it off.
I saw a Reddit that said someone took a picture of their parents and it said my boomer parents voted like a sixth grader and they selected DJT and JD Vance. And then they
I was like, TJT.
Yeah, no,
I don't want to even say his name.
There's a DJ running? I'm voting for him.
JJT and JD Vance.
Okay.
And then on Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, they just like scribbled it out with like a red pen. No, someone on Reddit. They're like, my boomer parents filled this out. Like it's a report card that they were trying to whatever.
Oh my God.
Just fill it out properly.
Yeah. For some reason, I got like 8 ballots. So.
Yeah, me too. I just wanted to call like a million times. Careful, Fox News.
We're not
I'm
doing
only
that.
Kidding.
Fox News is going to find
kidding.
This. And
I'm a little concerned because I just moved, but I think
it'll still go to Adams.
Well, I did USPS like registration, and it says when you change your address, do you want to also change your voter registration? And I said yes, so they're going to send me a new ballot to my new address, hopefully.
Oh, my God, you really did that.
Otherwise, I'm just going to go on voting day and stand in line and get my sticker because even though it's California, but. Anyway,
you moved yesterday.
Yeah.
Did you have a moving company?
Oh, yes, I did. Although
yeah.
Being in LA, of course, the two guys that were like moving me were like 25-year-old Instagram models. And I was just like, these guys should not be lifting boxes. They were so handsome.
That's how they became so fit.
They're like, hey, can you take this TikTok of me moving your dresser?
I was the name of the company is just like blank, blank moving. It's like the most simple name. And I was going to tell them like, you guys should like, maybe lean into this like hot guys
like
moving.
Chippendale.
Yeah. Because it was just like when I saw them, I was like, oh, this must be like, I just couldn't understand it. But super nice. It took about 6 hours and I didn't lift a finger.
Nice.
Although I wanted to. They said,
Did they pack your stuff or?
No. I did a lot of packing.
Yeah.
Although you realize there's always things that you forgot to pack.
Totally.
And I packed myself a little overnight bag, but just like.
Did you have to empty your drawers or did they keep?
Like I emptied all my drawers
wrapped
because
or like sometimes they'll just like they
plastic wrap.
Yeah,
they did the plastic wrap and I was considering that, but I feel bad leaving all my shit in there. So when they lift it up, it's not three times as heavy. But
I sent
a video to one of my friends of me last night where I was just like having a Topo Chico and watching because I don't have Wi-Fi yet. I don't have my credenza for my TV. But I have my VHS and the Seinfeld VHS that Matt bought me. So I just like sent a video of myself drinking a Topo Chico on my couch, watching on my 13-inch. And my friend just goes, wow, you're full divorce dad mode right now.
No, for real.
Just like a guy on his own for the first time.
Yeah.
I love that you provided context because you sent us the similar photo. And I was like, is this his setup?
No. I'll put a photo on the screen so you can see it. But yeah, that's not my setup. I just
squinting to watch your TV.
It's like watching it on a like smaller than an iPad, 10
yeah,
feet
no,
away.
Yeah, no, it's so tiny.
No, we watched The Sixth Sense on a VHS.
Like that size screen too?
It was terrible.
Do you own a VHS player?
No, it was like one of our friends had one and they had like The Sixth Sense on VHS. It was like we watched like in their garage, like spooky garage, like such a fun time. And it like, it's not a good thing to like watch a movie you've never seen before on a tiny
VHS. Yeah. It's hard to pay attention.
Like 10 minutes in, I was like, this was a good idea, but not in real life.
In theory.
It's also like competing with your phone just based on the size of the screen. You're like,
literally.
And also like the speaker quality, especially for like a built-in TV with speakers in the back of it. It's so dated to where we're so used to like getting quality sound from our devices. Like back then you had to like buy a whole surround sound system.
Yeah, I was thinking about that the other day. Do people still have like surround sound? Like that's a thing, right?
They have sound bars.
Oh, and that so that like took over.
That was a big dad thing. You'd have like six speakers in the back of the living room, the front of the living room.
My dad
still can.
Yeah, you can get a sound bar, but like TVs these days are pretty good.
We have sound. We have like Sonos sound bars on all our TVs.
Oh. Nice.
Do you have speakers behind you, though?
No.
That's what I'm saying. Dad's in.
Yeah, like
I know I do have a one of our really good friends. He does, though. But he's like one of those. I don't want to like say he's autistic.
But he has autism.
He's like an audiophile.
Yes.
Or like, yeah, he's like really into like getting the best.
Yeah, he just has the ear. He went to Berkeley with TJ. So his whole thing is like sound. And he's like, it's like Tidal. How you're like Tidal's different than Spotify. It sounds the same. But like there's people who like, I don't know, and it sounds so fucking good in their house. But they're not like obnoxious speakers.
Do you
that,
go
like,
there to watch like Bravo and you're like, oh my God, it's like I'm in the room with them.
No, so I wish. Yeah.
Do you ever though change the setting of your sound on your TV for certain events that you're watching? Like do you change it to sports mode? Do you change it to
Nolan
movie
does.
Mode?
Nolan does. Like cinema or whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, is there a difference? I don't know. But
you can't
we need
tell
a sound
when it has like soap opera mode on the TVs.
Wait, I can tell soap opera mode.
In terms of audio?
No, visual. That's visual.
Oh, yeah.
Soap opera mode? I hate that one. I'm like, what was that?
What does it look like?
Like, there's one that's more like 60 frames per second. There's one that's like 30 frames per
it
second.
It just
there's
looks
one
like looks, a soap opera. I don't know how to explain
like
it.
Like anything that you watch. If you watch a movie, it looks like it's filmed on like a 90s home camcorder.
Oh.
And wait.
Yes. It's like 60 FPS. Everything's like moving real fast and it looks like a nightmare. And you're trying to watch like a cinematic movie.
I always think it looks like British TV.
Yes, yeah. It's a soap opera.
Soap opera. But yeah. like a 90s home video camera.
That's
like 60 frames per second for a 90s home video camera?
We'll double check the math on
we'll
that.
We'll double check the math on that.
60 frames per second.
You can like... You can tell when like something looks way too fluid.
There was a moment in time where I feel like every TV you bought automatically had that setting on. You could turn it off. But I'd like when I worked at Target, I'd be like, oh my God, like how do people watch TV like this?
I feel like such a snob when you go over to someone's house and you go,
I'm like, what's wrong with your TV?
Frame rate's off. And they're like, oh, I just got this TV. What do you mean? And you're like, no, it's actually, and then you start pointing it out to people and then everyone in the room is like, he's right. But it is fixable.
It's every year it's around Thanksgiving, a tweet goes viral that says, kids, when you're home at your boomer parents' house this Thanksgiving, on Sony, it's called True Motion. On Hulu, it's called Action Mode.
Like, yes.
So you know what to turn off so that way your TV, it is unwatchable. Oh. I did it at David's house. I did it at Zane's house. If I go to someone's house that I don't even think realizes it,
David was so offended.
Like, I know.
He was really upset that we were pointing it out and then...
If I go to someone's house and I notice it, I'm just going to do it without their consent. At this point.
Without their consent.
Just making the TV the way it's supposed to be.
Still the back of the remote.
Can we talk about pumpkin spice for a minute? I really want
to. Oh, no. We're not
doing it. Have you had your latte yet?
I should bring you one
as a housewarming gift.
Ooh, yeah.
I haven't. I actually have not been like on the internet. On my phone at all. I haven't been on.
Stop.
No,
we're not doing this.
Listen to me.
I haven't had a pumpkin spice latte. I have not been on.
Just yesterday, I went to go just like check in on our last few episodes to see how they were doing.
Oh,
and I'm just getting absolutely fucking roasted in the comments on the last two episodes.
Two?
Yeah, the pumpkin spice one and then the most recent one.
Wait, what did you say in the most recent one?
I don't know. Everyone's just like, wow, Mike really just thinks he's somebody. Or like that mustache is giving him
something.
Well, true.
He is somebody.
Just to be clear. We filmed those back to back on the same day, so whatever I was on that day,
whatever
you don't need to
I was
defend
on one.
Yourself. It was funny.
I just like usually I'll check the day that we launch and just be like, oh, let me respond to some comments, see whatever.
Of course.
And then I hadn't checked for like a week because I've just been moving, and literally all the comments.
I
are like,
had to literally. We were recording our podcast the day that I think the pumpkin spice one went up, and I was like, I cannot wait to read these comments because like I left feeling insane. I was like, I don't understand how this man.
The comments are pretty funny. They're like,
get it.
Not Aaron explaining it perfectly, and then Mike just denying the truth. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Well, I have my pumpkin sucking lips ready.
Yeah, hell
and
yeah.
And I'm gonna try one once I'm a little more settled in my house.
Are you just gonna be home for the next couple days?
Yes, ma'am. And I live across the street from an S-Bucks.
I know you do. Oh, you got a prime.
From a what?
An S-Bucks. That's what the cool kids say.
Yeah, the Bucks.
S-Bucks?
S-B-U-S.
It sounds like
I call
an internet.
Constellation Cash.
What?
Because it's Starbucks.
Star of stars.
Did you just come up with that?
When I was like in the sixth grade, I went on a scavenger hunt, and then they...
That was the hint?
The hint. They said, go to Constellation Cash, and we were all like racking our brains about what it could be, and then I realized, oh, it's Starbucks.
Oh, yum. Yeah, I should get you like a couple different kinds, because the chai is really good too.
Hot or cold?
Cold.
Even in the wintery fall
we're
foliage?
Not doing this. Okay. We just spent so much time talking about this. Okay. We're not doing it.
Okay. Okay.
So
moving on.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say I'm sorry to those of you who I upset.
Don't apologize.
Okay.
No need to apologize. Well, you're being funny.
I will say, back to the movers, it is so awkward when the movers come and you have like nothing to do. I always feel like,
and you're just sitting on your couch.
Yeah. I'm like, what should I be doing right now? Like, should I pretend to be working?
I made it a point not to sit.
So what did you stand?
I was just kind of standing around, like, yeah. Well, I was also like cleaning up as they were moving stuff out. I wanted to just kind of be active, and I didn't really feel too bad because I felt like I was kind of helping them. I did lift a couple things, I moved a couple things, but
they're packing some last boxes up.
They don't really like when you help them though.
No,
they're like, this
you're
is
in
our
their way.
They're not, they, yeah, you're paying them.
They got their system.
As long as you tip them, right?
Big tip.
Good.
Yeah.
He's did like, you give him any
how
free?
Much?
What?
How much?
$200.
Nice.
Oh, I didn't think you would actually say.
Well, the guy was making a joke also that like I would ask him a question and he'd be like extra $100, and I'm like, really? And he kept making jokes about that. I was like, oh, can you just put that in that room? He goes, yeah, for an extra $100, and it was like funny. So then yeah. I just as like a joke at the end, wow. I was like, well, I'll give you $100 each for the tip.
Hot and funny.
I know.
I wonder if that works with everyone. Probably
what?
Does.
The $100.
Him making that joke.
It's then... a good. It was a good like trigger in my brain of like he kept saying $100, and I was like, oh, you know, yeah. I guess when time.
I'll tip you. I get it. Sorry, I'll tip you.
Did you give him any free stuff?
I thought about the one. There was the driver that like didn't speak any English, and he liked one of the paintings that I had that my friend Mark made, like the Water the Flowers painting, and he was like, this is like beautiful. And I said, oh, my friend who was born in Russia made it. And he's like, can I? And I filmed the video of him speaking in Russian to my friend. Like,
oh my God.
And I have another print of it that I was considering giving to him, but like he could just buy one. It's like
$100. Is that a thing? People give stuff to their movers?
Well, because you're in the process of also just moving your junk, your stuff. And sometimes you may be like, I'm not saying you're trying to just like shell it off to them, but I had like a whole bunch of Red Bull that was sent to me, you know, for influencer benefits.
Whoa,
and stuff.
Daddy Warbucks over here.
And I didn't have it.
Constellation.
And then the guys were moving it, and I go, do you guys like Red Bull? They're like, yeah. I'm like, have all of this. And they're like, dude, what? And so it's like if there is something where you have a ton of something and you just want, you go, are you guys interested in this? If you guys want this, you can totally take it.
I gave the refrigerator from my first place when I moved into the other house with Adam. I gave him a fridge.
Speaking of refrigerators.
Oh, God.
Patricia and I's broke yesterday. First, it was the freezer 2 days ago. We were crushed about that.
Did you hear it?
And
did
then
it
we
go
put... No. Does it that like, usually happen?
Sometimes it'll like, you'll hear it like putter out. Like,
I gotta be like, it's gonna explode. That would scare me.
It was just we picked
up
the ice. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely not metallic, like newer
stainless
refrigerators.
Steel.
Oh, okay.
It's like a
It doesn't have Netflix on the front screen.
Chrome. Yeah. How would you describe it? Metallic
stainless
chrome?
Steel?
Oh, sorry, I said metallic.
Chrome, what is Pimp My Ride?
Yo,
we got a chrome.
I guess.
We got spinners on this bitch.
Let's take it to West Coast Customs.
I guess a silver.
Stainless steel.
That's steel?
Yeah. It's not chrome, dude.
I never knew it was like stainless. Oh, well, I said chrome metallic. That's the only thing that came out of my mouth was metallic. And I was
it's
like,
not, you're not wrong. It's just a funny way to say it.
Oh, because I just thought like a stainless steel, that's like heavy duty. I just thought like.
No, I think like, they all are.
No, stainless steel is like where it doesn't get rusted, I believe. That's the point of calling it stainless.
But it gets lots of fingerprints.
That's what the Cybertruck is made out of.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
lots of fingerprints.
I just didn't know all of them were stainless steel. I thought it was like. Anyways, they. It puttered out. I didn't say chrome.
You did at
one
point.
I said chrome. Oh. I said chrome as
a
joke.
Said it. It's just a funny image of like,
I would have never called it that.
Like a mirror finish on your
Honestly, kind of iconic. There's a chrome, what's a car? Rivian? Like the truck. It looks so
like
sick.
Someone
finish.
Did that to a Tesla too.
That's and a lot to do.
I remember seeing it the tweet,
is.
And they were like, how is this not illegal?
Oh, it's, it
is.
Because
it's just like a giant mirror driving on the road.
Beverly Hills crazy intersection?
Yeah.
There's a video of someone in a mirrored out, I think it's a Ferrari or something, and he's trying to make an illegal U-turn, and another car just fucking smashes it.
Damn. I'd be so pissed.
Anyway, Matt, sorry. So you picked up the ice cream.
Oh, yeah. It was devastating.
Wait, ice cream?
Entire... Huh?
Did you say ice cream?
Yeah, is that what you picked up?
Yeah, it was the ice cream, because I knew that the freezer side first died.
Oh, got it.
And then we were like, okay, well, let's save anything that may still work in the, like, I don't know, our Girl Scout cookies and stuff like that.
Could work
like,
in the fridge.
It could work in the fridge. And then the fridge just started shutting down. And it's just disgusting.
Did you call your landlord?
Yeah, we did. We're getting a new one delivered tomorrow.
Did you take all the food out?
Yes.
Okay.
All of it.
Okay.
Well, it's good.
Why would we let it rot in
there? I'm just saying.
That would be disgusting knowing that it doesn't work and then going and sitting down on the couch and just being upset that all that food is continuing to rot.
Just hoping it comes back.
In your fridge.
You can get like 4 hours or something.
Yeah, it's not a lot.
Because it's like when you like lose power.
Yeah.
Also, if you open
there was like
it.
Urgently, we still had it like cool. It was still very like cool. So we viewed it as like a cooler that was dying off.
Yeah.
But we like kept some soda cans. There's soda cans and stuff in there that aren't
fine.
Just like cold, but they're not as perishable.
Also, I think if you don't ever open it, the seal I think can be up to like 12 hours maybe. And you could throw some ice in it. But yeah, you do want to close or take out. When I got there was
did you
one...
have a lot of food in it?
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's just gross and it sucks. Like then you're just taking out all the food and then you're putting it into a trash can. Even though the trash can is for trash that's outside. You know, knowing that there's just food, like tons
like
of,
a
food,
lot of food,
all in boxes, just like, I was so disgusted.
Well, now you get
with the world,
a
but I'm
reset.
Grateful and thankful.
Well, at least you don't have to buy a new fridge.
Yeah.
Right. She did give us the option where she goes, you can buy the fridge, but deduct it from your rent, which we were like, huh.
My friend Mike sells fridges for
$5,000. No, then you'll have to move it. And the next place you move might have a fridge.
Right,
that's
exactly.
True.
And I don't think we would own it. She would end up owning the fridge, right?
If you're
deducting you're
it
off
from
your rent.
Yeah. I was just like, you fix it.
Yeah. That's a good thing about renting is like everything just gets taken care of. Baby.
So now my neighbors, thank goodness, have a relationship. I had some pad thai last night. And I'm like, are you guys up? Can I just put my pad thai in your refrigerator?
God, that sucks.
Yes. It just, you realize how important it is to have like a cool spot.
I know.
And how some people don't have that out in the world. Like,
it's also crazy how new of an invention it is. Like all of our ability to eat and cook at home is mostly because we have a fridge like 100 years ago.
It was salt.
What?
Like salt makes things cold.
That's how meat was stored back in the olden days. That's how fish was stored back in the old days. That's why salt was the biggest commodity. Like, in the world, because the only way we were able to transfer things was salt.
People had like what, salt cubes in their house that they were lifting up
again
and putting their stuff in?
You had
pumpkin
massive
spice
storage
salt.
Places of salt where they would keep the meats and stuff. How did people preserve meats?
I was thinking about it yesterday. I was like, how the fuck did people do this in the 1800s? Like,
salt.
Do they have grocery stores back then? Because what could you buy?
I mean, if I didn't have a microwave, I don't know how I'd be like. Like, most of my meals are Trader Joe's.
True. I got to go
to
Trader Joe's.
No, mostly stovetop. Stovetop is my game.
There was one time, I think junior year of college, we came back from our winter break. So it's like about a month. And apparently at some point during that month, our fridge and freezer went out in the house full of meat.
Oh, shit. That's
steak,
the worst.
Hamburgers. Someone opened it up.
Oh.
It was like getting punched in the fucking face.
Yeah.
I ran out of the house because it was so bad.
Yeah.
They closed the fridge and they were like, okay, we're going to just like open this up and we're just going to start throwing things away. Some people started puking immediately.
Oh my God.
I literally couldn't deal with it. I had to run down to the end of the street and I could smell it at the end of the street.
Oh.
It was
oh
like
my God.
It was like in SpongeBob when like the green smoke takes over the whole town.
Oh yeah.
I don't props to the kids who actually stood there and took it all out, but if your fridge ever dies, you don't want that food in there. It is.
I did that to Erin once on accident.
She left my freezer open when we were away.
Oh, no.
Like the door open?
Yeah.
Did it come back with like all the frost or was everything melted?
It was melted and rotted. Oh. We walked in the house and I was like, what the fuck?
Did Carly die?
Did you apologize?
No,
no, she actually didn't.
No,
she
I said, like, I did fuck it you and your smelly ass house.
Yeah.
No, they were out of town and it was like frozen dog food she wanted to put in the freezer. So I put it in and I it's one of those that like, is it hard to, not like hard, but like.
You just need to.
You need to like.
Make sure that it's sealed. Oh, no, no, it's not.
Well, to me, yeah. Because I thought I shut it. Yeah. I thought I shut it.
She just bumped it with her hip. Yeah. House
to myself. I'm just drinking a martini. I just wasted off my ass. The door just opened.
Yeah,
and I don't know. I just thought I closed it, and I didn't. And then a couple days later, she got home, and she was like, I don't think you closed it because it smells.
That is the worst. I've done that myself, too, where you, like, put something new in the fridge or the freezer, and you think it's closed, but it, like, just cracks open back up a little bit.
Yeah.
It happens. We're human, you know?
Yeah. I didn't talk to her for, like, 2 weeks, but we're human. I'm kidding.
That's a joke, by the way. But I did buy you the – I did buy her the dog food because – it was a hefty loss.
Yeah.
It was a pretty big loss.
It was
we're still talking about the fridge. I woke up this morning. I had a note on my car.
Uh-oh.
From?
A person says that I parked, like, too close to their car and I left a mark on their car. But I was like, I didn't. Oh, like, I know that I got as close as I could in this one area.
What kind of car was it?
Because it was only a two-car zone, and, like, the fire lane starts.
Okay.
And when I got there, this person had parked in the middle of the two, just, like, to be awful. And I was like, I have nowhere to park. I have to go use the bathroom. And so I got as close as I could. And, yeah, my tire was still out in the red spot. Mm-hmm. And she left a note. And
was the car still there when you got the note, or the car had already left?
Car has already left.
Damn.
So you couldn't tell if they were...
Car had already left.
Yeah, what kind of car was it? I was kind of wondering.
Like a Toyota.
Okay. Oh, did they leave like a number?
There's no way she would ever know.
Well, now I'm just like, but I sent like a gracious note back, but I'm just very like, show me the pictures.
Did you know it was her car?
It was like beep, 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 beep. It had to have been the car that I got up close to. Thing is, maybe.
No. I mean the note. How did you know who to give the note to?
Yeah, how did you
respond? I texted her. She left her number on the note. Oh. Sorry.
What did she say? Call me so we can resolve this?
Figure this out.
She goes, you parked way too close to my car and you left a mark on my bumper and you're parked in the red. And so I was like, oof, I hope she's not like finds this.
But did she say, call me so we can resolve this? Or like, why did she leave her
call
number?
Call my insurance company.
She just wanted your number.
She's trying to file a claim.
You should message her and be like, I'm so sorry. This is really inappropriate. I'm actually married.
Yeah.
Let's see if she,
if you want me, just text me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have texted her. Fuck her. Now she has your number.
Yeah.
Really? But is that unethical? But no, because guess what? I've already Googled and figured out like where she lives.
That's fine.
And she lives on my street, so she knows my car. So if I dismissed that note and she kept seeing my car, she'd be like, yeah, are you just ignoring me?
Yeah, let her come up to you. Oh, someone must have blown off on my windshield. I don't know. What do you want to tell you?
I guess you already texted her, right? What?
You texted her?
Yeah. Yeah. What did you say?
Oh, God. That's a great question.
And has she responded?
Hi. Oh, my gosh. 5 exclamation points.
I said, hi, her name. I go, I sincerely apologize for the parking situation. I didn't realize I had parked too close
for any...
Okay, so
you took the blame.
Listen, I didn't realize I had parked too close for any marks that may have been left on your bumper. I said may have.
Yeah, but you apologized, which infers guilt.
Yes, I'm just, guilt. I'm acknowledging just...
If you, this I'd was like a to court work of with law, you as guilty.
I'd like to work with you to resolve this as quickly as possible. Please let me know a convenient time for us to connect and discuss how we can move forward. Thank you for your patience.
You also need to do a paint match. You need to check if whatever paint is on her car matches the color on your car.
I know.
So do you think you did it?
No.
You should hire
a
painter.
Why did you respond to her?
Because it's the decency. I couldn't live with myself. I would have anxiety.
Think about her. She's living with herself, just going around lying about. She's probably trying to get you to fix her bumper. She's like,
yeah. I'm just like, show me the pics. Show me the pics. I'm probably worried that maybe I got so close that my license plate is maybe touching the bumper of her car, but I did not go boom or intentionally cause anything. If you park, I have a whole old beeping system on my car, and it goes beep beep beep. You know, we have the same car. Beep.
Yeah.
That's when I stopped. Is right
it's
when I
quite
heard
honestly so fucking
beep.
Annoying because it's like over dramatic.
No, no, it's like
I'm like I'm not even close.
It's on nervous Jew mode.
Yeah.
What if she saw that there was just like, you know, an inch, and she goes, "That's really close." It got in her car, and went, like backed it up. Yeah, just like
it's she possible.
Could, no, she literally could have, but that's like what you have a bumper for.
Yeah,
like that's how they in get, LA, that, like the amount of.
I'll check my dash cam footage and get back to you. Then she'll be like, "Never mind."
Show her some videos from like Sweden. Don't they just like hit each other's bumpers while they're parallel parking like
it's
over
a bumper.
And over?
Also, that's the way that the detectives get murderers to confess. Is they go, "Listen, we're not asking for your confession, but why don't you just write an apology note to the victim's family?" And they go, "I'm so sorry." And they go, "Oh, you apologize. You're responsible."
That should be illegal.
Take a criminal justice class, Matt. They're free on.
I did take CJ.
Did you?
Yeah.
In college?
Mm-hmm.
I took it in high school and they took us to a jail for like a
going to a
field trip.
Every time you say that, it's so funny.
Took
going
us to a jail
in high school.
I know. Like literally minors.
Like as your field trip.
Minor girls.
I'm like going to visit the White House. Carly's in prison.
Wait, it was just a group of girls at a jail?
No, like I'm just saying I was a minor.
Have fun, girls.
I was like
we'll
a
3 hours.
I was a 17-year-old just like at this jail and like there's like men. They're like, oh. Yeah.
They put you in front of the prisoners?
They're like, okay, everyone like sit down, have a little chat.
Scared straight?
Were they saying like wear something
I got in trouble at school. And
I was
they
waiting
sent
on
me.
You with the dough.
This episode is sponsored by Way. I love the way Way smells and feels. I love their hair care products. I love their hand soap and hand lotion. I love their candles. Like, bathe me in Way, please. But everybody's got a type, and Way is yours. Their shampoo and conditioners are made to deliver what's just right for your hair type. We all got different hair types. Mine's fine. You know, some people have curly hair, some people have thick hair, some people have coarse hair, some people have wavy hair. Like, there's so many different types of hair, and Way is really great at specifying which kind you have and getting you the products that you need for your hair type. Way actually has a hair quiz on their website, so it's really quick. You fill out this quiz and then it tells you what kind of hair you have based on the questions and the answers that you provide. I filled out the quiz. I got a fine shampoo and conditioner. I also got a leave-in conditioner, which I use every time I wash my hair, and they have a really good hair gloss. I love the hair gloss. I love anything that's gonna make my hair look healthier. They also have a great detox shampoo, so if you have a lot of buildup, if you have dry shampoo, you have a lot of products in your head, scalp, whatever, they have a great detoxing shampoo that is very cleansing. Wash your way to healthier hair and get a hair routine that's made just for you by Way. Go to theouai.com and use promo code GOOD for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code GOOD. No, I'm kidding. It wasn't Scared Straight. I was in a civics class, basically. It was like a law class. So we learned about law. We learned about all these crazy criminals. And then one of the things was we did every semester, like they go on a field trip to the jail in Omaha. And
jail or prison?
I don't remember.
Prison. Probably in jail.
Yeah.
And so I don't think they go to
that's
prison.
That's so different then. It could just be like someone in the drunk tank.
County jail. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know the difference. I just, same to me.
Yeah.
Prison's like Jen Shaw, Elizabeth Holmes.
Prison sounds funnier, so I'm going to go with prison.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's like high maximum.
I went to a high maximum prison.
Did you get initiated into any of the gangs?
I did. I'm a part of it now.
Which gang were you in?
I can't say.
What? Oh, okay.
Let me see if there's a prison in Omaha. That'd be funny if it's like the highest max security prison like in the U.S.
If any listeners are like correctional officers at a prison and would give us a tour, we would totally come.
Honestly, yeah.
I would be scared to go to a jail in Los Angeles, dude.
Prison?
You know what's so weird?
No, like we would go somewhere like an hour out.
There's this guy.
A Fresno prison.
I want to go to the prison that like Teresa Giudice went to. Like the one that's like a spa.
White collar crimes? Like
no,
that?
No, she went to prison for like tax fraud.
Yeah, where are the prison where they have like pickleball courts?
Yeah, I want to go to that.
That's the one I want to go see. Ooh, I'll sign up. What's the membership fee?
That's probably where Jen Shaw is.
They have
too.
Country
probably.
Club prisons, I think.
That's insane.
Omaha Correctional Center. Was it in Omaha?
I think.
Okay, so you
know.
Go to this prison.
Yeah, I mean, it was really just like a tour, but it was like crazy because, you know, you couldn't wear certain things. You had to wear closed-toed shoes. Like, you couldn't wear any jewelry. Like, it was all this stuff. I like can't
Did you
like,
try sneaking anything in?
No. But
Did
I remember
they parade
like
parade you in front of the prisoners.
Not like parade us, but they definitely were all looking because they were like, oh, it's like people are here. You know, it's exciting for them.
Yeah, I went to a mental hospital. Yeah.
What was that like?
I went to the Terrell State
Wait,
Mental
for
Hospital.
For what reason?
For AP Psychology.
Oh, okay.
It was like a tour for us to go and see like what a mental hospital is like, a state-funded mental hospital.
Ooh, what was that
so
like?
So it was like, Very spooky. It was very like rainy that day and stuff. Oh. The scariest part was going through that like that rec room kind of area, you know, where like a bunch of patients and people are like sitting at tables
playing
like,
chess at a grandmaster level, and you'll
they go, do not make eye contact with anybody in this room when we walk through it, but we have to walk from one corner to the other.
Oh.
And we just walk through it and just like...
This is when you're in high school?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like a junior.
Did you just walk in and go like this? Hey, everybody, how's it going?
And then I remember us sitting in a room with a girl who was like, we got to go in her like her dorm room or whatever kind of room you call it at a mental hospital. And we were just asking her like, what's it like staying here? I remember my friend Margo was like, what's your favorite kind of music? She's like, oh, I like Paramore and all this stuff.
Queen.
And I think we gave her a gift or something, and she was unwrapping this present. And then the woman goes, oh, well, we have to take this part of the gift. And she goes, and why do we have to do that? Tell them. And she goes, because we might hurt ourselves with
it. Oh, my God.
And she just looked at all of us in the room, and we were like... I'll never forget that.
Oh, wow. That's
like, I feel like used to have...
Exploitive? Do you think it was like a little...
It's just like kind of like tell them how fucked up you are.
Yeah. It did feel a little weird like having the one-on-one with that girl. But she seemed like kind of sane, and she was pretty
of course,
level-headed.
But don't embarrass her.
Yeah. And then I remember them pointing across like the courtyard into another building, and they go, that building is where all the... children are who are mentally ill, and those are the kids who have like killed somebody, and they were in that building.
How were you like, I want to go in there?
Damn, I want to go
not
there.
Really, I don't know. I mean, I just remember being like, damn,
yeah,
that's
so
crazy.
Freaky that there are like a bunch of kids who have killed people in that building.
That's like my most interesting, like, I just creepy children really interest me. Like la, freaky la, children. La, yeah, I mean, not like not like specifically like kids who murder their parents. I'm trying to like make that seem cool or anything, but just like.
Sometimes it is. But, like, I'm kidding.
But, like Jim Jones. But, like books and stuff. Like I love that vibe of like
you
a creepy.
Problem Child or the book you just read with the balloon.
Oh, yeah, what was it called?
The problem
the
child.
Perfect Child.
Or the perfect child.
This was in Texas where you went to this mental facility?
It was Terrell State Mental Hospital.
In Texas?
Yeah.
That's
crazy. Well, that's probably why it's not the most progressive.
Tell them why
you're giving the gift. Tell them. It's because you're going to. That's right.
State-funded mental hospitals are not the best.
I know, but a Texas mental state hospital.
It's
I
a big
just
ass
picture
state.
Like a sheriff with a southern accent with like a fucking.
Yeah,
yeah no,
I'm in here
you.
With these freaks.
Yeah,
no,
and tell them why
you.
You're taking that away from them. That's right.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
And you're gonna learn your. And I'm just like, it's like one of those scary, like the guy's the devil for you know, and he's just, I don't know. That creeps me out. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Did you both go to like landmarks, American landmarks and stuff?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know, baby.
I went to the Twin Towers. RIP.
Very cool. Yeah, New York was one of our trips.
Wait, why are you asking about American landmarks?
Because we're on the East Coast.
And it's like there's so much there.
Washington,
like,
D.C.
Oh,
yeah, like my eighth grade trip was like a week long trip to Washington, D.C.
That is so.
We actually had that in our school too, but you had to get like picked to go on it.
Yeah, we just drove a little bus down.
It's Williamsburg in Virginia?
No, it's in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn? Oh. No, Colonial
I literally
Williamsburg.
Was confused for a second. I was like, what?
No, Colonial
I was
Williamsburg.
Like, yeah.
I think it's in Virginia.
Did you guys do this in elementary school? I'll keep this like short. We would watch like a thing on PBS or it was this TV show in school and it was Colonial Williamsburg.
Yeah.
And then we would go to the library and there was a hotline where you would call the guys in the show. And it was a bunch of Colonial men sitting around and they go, all right, we have a call from Eric in fifth grade at this school. Eric, what's your question?
Well, did you
know?
Like, did you go to middle school on Jupiter?
That's cool.
All of these stories are
lanyards that you get
no, I feel like
for.
That's cool.
Yeah, we didn't know.
Totally.
It was not
like,
in middle school. It was elementary school.
It's like interactive
grade,
history.
Yeah, it was interactive
see,
history.
See, that's what I wish I had. I had no interactive history, and I didn't give a shit about history. I mean, maybe it's also probably because I was like a kid. But like now I wish I could go on those like high school trips to like.
Well, you can.
Yeah, that's
as an
true.
Adult.
I could. But so informational, you know, going on a field trip.
Going to see the Liberty Bell in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, but like you also, like when we were kids, we were like, we don't give a fuck about this. Like, oh, we get to be in a hotel room for a week with our friends.
Did you like D.C. when you were there?
Yeah. It was cool.
I feel like I would be like, this town fucking sucks, but like, we're
partying.
Yeah,
but I was in eighth grade. So it was like, I don't.
It's not a town, it's a district. Anyways.
But I'm saying, like, I would think it's cool now to be like, damn, that's the fucking White House. Like, that's the Capitol. I feel like in eighth grade, I'd be like, cool, Bill Clinton lives there.
No.
Yeah, I think it was cool just being like, this is what's on all the money.
Oh yeah.
I'm still like, there's the Capitol, there's the White House.
Do you know the difference between the Capitol and the White House?
No.
Yeah.
Yes? What are you talking about?
I don't know if I could point out which one's the Capitol building, which one's the White House.
Are you kidding me? Mike, that's not true.
I think the Capitol is the one with the circle on the top.
Yes. Okay. The one that looks like our nation's capital. You don't know,
the difference
between the White House.
Neither do they.
They're women.
We're not supposed to know this. We're not supposed to vote.
You don't know.
I like didn't know for a while, and I wouldn't bet money on knowing which one's which. Let me do a quick look. White House.
You started this podcast with encouraging everybody to vote, and now you're like, I don't know the difference between the Capitol.
They're just
between
buildings.
The architecture of the building. Okay, give me a break.
Fascinates me.
Oh yeah, like, I know
they're
the difference.
So similar
looking. Let me see.
I would definitely know the difference.
I honestly thought for a while that they were the same building. I thought the Capitol was the White House.
Well, I feel like if I saw the Capitol building, like, out of context, I might be like, maybe that's the White House.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, I would, I think I would
what's
know
in the
that's
Capitol?
Not
Do you
the
know
White
what's
House.
In the Capitol?
All the big letters, the big A, the big C, the big D,
VP.
Capital A.
No, what is it? What's inside the
what's
Capitol?
What's in the Capitol
All
building?
All of the people working.
Congress and Senate are on both sides.
Yeah, you
correct?
Fucking dumbass.
And the White House is where the president lives.
Oh, that's why they stormed it.
And the West Wing is where, like, the press works. And the East Wing, I think, is, like, where, I don't know, like, the rest of the House.
How many Congress people are there per state?
How many Congress people are per state?
It's two senators.
It's two, right?
No, well, that's two senators.
Wait,
Congress, that's what I said.
Two
How
senators.
Many Congress people?
Oh, Congress. Well, it depends based on the population of this of the state.
That's correct.
So there's
493. I don't know if that's correct.
Isn't that close to it? Isn't it?
No, it has to be correct. Otherwise, you're going to have to go get sent to that mental hospital.
Get a vasectomy.
Sweetie, you don't even know the differences between the buildings.
It's 535 members of Congress. 100 serve in the Senate, and 435 serve in the House. What'd you say?
What'd I say? 493. So I was 90 people off. I knew there was a three involved.
Once we add Puerto Rico and Guam, then you'll be up to speed on that.
Shouldn't
435.
We're getting Guam.
We've been talking
Guam.
About it.
We're acquiring Guam.
We're getting Guam.
We got Puerto Rico.
Are we colonizing Guam? No. What are we saying?
Should we go to D.C.?
I need it.
I need the history. Like,
please,
I don't know anything.
If we get invited to the inauguration.
I'm kind of
scared.
Well,
depends on who it is.
Yeah.
You're scared. You'd be scared to go.
In this climate.
I know. Didn't, I would be too.
Kamala just go and call her daddy?
Yeah, she did. It
was
really
good. Was it a good episode?
Yeah.
Did they talk about, like, sex stuff?
No, I mean, a lot
sex
of women.
Wasn't that her
daddy.
Whole thing?
Oh.
No, she's not really, doesn't really talk about that anymore.
That was when it was the two of them, right?
Yeah, I feel like she did a little bit.
Her and Sophia?
Yeah.
Yeah, she still does. Like, when she has, like, not the vice president on,
right, okay.
She's definitely,
so
like,
she...
like, with Gwyneth Paltrow. They're more just, like, interviews with celebrities. And, like, with Gwyneth Paltrow, she's like, okay, marry, fuck, kill, like, all your ex-boyfriends.
That's what I'm saying, stuff like that. Did she do that with Kamala?
No, I wish she did, like,
George Bush,
Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Putin.
Donald Trump Jr.
You see Kamala where she's like, I have a Glock.
Yeah. She'd be like, what kind of gun do you have?
Bowling.
Like,
I don't know. I thought that answer
she was like, I've been a DA for a long time.
I think it's really smart. It's like the moderates who aren't sure are like, oh, she is a gun owner. She's not anti-Second Amendment.
Yeah. And she's a bad bitch.
No, yeah. I like it too
because. I
don't
think she knows what type of gun she has.
And she was
right?
drinking a Miller Lite.
Wait, what
well,
do you mean?
I just thought, like, proper, like, gun ownership. Once again,
she's a district attorney.
You're stepping in deep water.
But if you have a gun, I feel like you should know what kind of gun you have. Not just be like, it's just a Glock.
Well, she might just be like.
She also might, there might be, like, brand things where you can't endorse a specific brand
good
when you're,
point.
The, when you're
point.
The vice president.
Sorry, mm-hmm. I would just say pistol.
Okay.
She's like,
also
I have an
like,
AK-47.
No offense, like, kind of an inappropriate question to even ask in the first place.
Yeah, what
like,
kind of gun do you have?
Yeah.
Isn't it like...
I think it's interesting.
Like, what kind of car do you drive?
I think it's interesting. I think it's good for like the Republicans who like think that they're going to take all the guns. Yeah. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm glad.
Yes.
But I think like there's a difference between being like, do you have a gun? Yes. And what kind of gun do you have? Like, I feel like that could be like a security problem for her.
I think the whole thing about gun ownership is that they want to take, there are certain types of guns and like assault rifles that they do not want. And so they're very curious about, yeah, okay, well then what do you own?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
That's why they wanted
to know. An AK-47.
I don't think she knows. I think she has a gun, but she doesn't know what it is.
I think she 100% knows.
She's a police officer. She knows guns.
Literally said
that. District attorney. It's
like, exactly. But would you call a police officer like
Matt, you're
a
on
cop?
This is not a good track to go down.
What do you mean?
trying to accuse Kamala of not knowing what kind of gun
first
she has.
First off, I'm never saying I was accusing Kamala of anything. Kamala,
you're just saying
please.
She doesn't
reverse
know what kind of gun
tape.
She has.
Well, I just thought it was just a crazy answer.
Because she's a bad bitch.
You're implying that she doesn't know, which I just think is not a good like argument to try and make.
Oh, okay. I just was like, I don't know.
I think she knows. I did see she drank a Miller High Life with Jimmy Kimmel also. So if I wasn't voting for her before, champagne of beers.
Yeah, her episode on Call Her Daddy was pretty good. I watched the whole thing.
Where do you watch it? Is it on YouTube?
No, Spotify
only.
Oh, I thought.
Well, she does post like some things on YouTube, but yeah. I feel like it's not for like a while.
I think they're clips. Oh.
So no, she posts the episode.
So I wonder if she still has that like Spotify deal.
But yeah. She just got a new one, no?
Yes.
Like $100 million.
How much?
With
oh my god.
With whatever the fuck it's called.
SiriusXM?
Yeah.
It's like $100 million, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sirius worked with her before us, so you can't believe it. We've been riding for SiriusXM for years.
Can you imagine if we got our own SiriusXM? Like they gave us like a studio with like a dedicated staff.
They could move to New York.
That'd be crazy.
Next to Stern.
Yeah.
Howie.
She was just on Stern too.
Would you all move to New York if they gave us like a sick deal?
Yeah.
Like a life-changing amount of money.
Yeah. I don't want to live in New York. I'm sorry.
Me neither,
I would live in
like,
Williamsburg.
Do they have like
Colonial Williamsburg?
Yeah. I would move to Virginia.
I think I'd be depressed
I'd
if I lived
to
in
Vegas.
New York.
Ew.
No. What? I would not move to Vegas.
Absolutely not.
You'd move to like, Vegas?
Because we'd be like still kind of close to California. If SiriusXM had an entire...
I would just fly there whenever we needed
to. But we could become like Vegas residents and like we don't have to like residency. Pay California taxes.
Yeah, ooh, that Vegas. Is some tea, I guess.
But then you have to live in Vegas.
I know.
Oh, no.
But
we have chapped lips all the time. It's so dry there.
Dry nose.
Oh, I love chapped lips.
Smell like cigs.
Yeah.
That's favorite.
I just love a good show.
Yeah, but that gets so old.
Okay, fine. Then I'll take it back. That was really stupid of me, guys. Yeah. My bad.
I'm asking if you would move to New York. That's the question.
No.
Well, I wouldn't want to.
We're talking about a SiriusXM deal.
Like a... $50 million deal.
I'd want to negotiate the contract where it would be like, we'll give you 1 year in New York, but if there's flexibility for us to have this studio in a different location, we'd like to do it.
Okay.
Where would you want it to be?
Well, sorry, I guess not Vegas in terms of
well,
us
I don't
getting
like Vegas
an opportunity.
Either.
It's at the old studio with.
You'd want to have it be in LA?
I guess so. That just seems like the safest answer for me to like
I mean,
make
yeah,
everybody
I don't
happy.
Move.
What will make you happy? You want to go to Aventura, Florida?
Where's that?
No, I've never
what
heard
if it was
it.
In Fargo?
No. No way. No, it's Chicago.
Our
yeah,
podcast
yeah,
was
yeah,
depressed.
Give me up a Chicago. I love Chicago.
I just
Chicago,
like, can't imagine
I would
moving
do
anywhere.
Dallas. I would 100% do Austin. That actually would be great. But I want y'all to be happy. I wouldn't want to
yeah,
be
yeah, we're
like,
women. We can't get abortions there.
Yeah, I don't think I would move to Texas in this climate.
Yeah, I can't get an abortion
okay.
there. I have
Austin's
to be able to get
cool, though.
Yeah. I saw a mug. It's like so stupid. I'm sure everyone's seen it, but it was like, don't talk to me until I've had my abortion. So stupid.
Wait, I want to get one of those.
So funny. Should I buy us all some of those
oh
mugs?
Oh my, can you, we're all just drinking out of don't talk to me. So
okay, I actually
my
learned a lot listening to Kamala and Call Her Daddy. Like I did not know that in 20 states it's banned.
It's yeah. insane.
And they're all
women are
southern
dying
states.
By like the tens
no,
of thousands.
No, I knew that.
It's
yeah.
Horrific.
But I just didn't realize that it was like that many. And it's so fucking annoying that like Trump is like, it's up to the states. And it's like, okay, well, if it's currently up to the states, look what's happening.
That's also yeah. the argument from like when they were trying to abolish slavery. They were like, just leave it
yeah.
up to the states. It's just such a fucking bad argument. And
deplorable.
Nightmare. I also hate these California liberals that are like, well, I'll be fine. So I don't really care. And I'm like, okay, but you're yeah. American. There's other fucking people that don't have the same protections.
What do you mean? Like, they're not voting?
Yeah, they'll be like, eh, or like, I'm going to like vote for Trump as like a protest vote or something. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And they're like, well, it doesn't matter. I'm in California anyway. And I'm like,
yeah, I mean, but I will say when I voted, I was like, I feel like it's...
If everybody thinks that, then
yeah, but
things change.
Yeah, I guess so.
The amount of people that fucking changed the 2020 election is like the same amount of people that listen to an episode of this podcast.
Oh my God.
It's yeah. not that many people.
It's pretty
It's
wild.
Millions of people, actually, who I'm manifesting.
Sirius, if you're listening, millions.
I would love, Matt, if we got a Sirius thing and they were like, but you have to make it a Suits rewatch podcast where we have to watch an episode of Suits and then talk about it for the whole.
We'd have to end doing Good Influences altogether. Yes. And this becomes a Suits rewatch podcast.
Oh my God.
Then sure. Actually, I think it would be a very fun conversation. Right, I would like to shake up the people at Sirius and be like, you really think that this is a good idea?
Like, you have to like weigh in on the case. Like, do you think Harvey was right when he was reprimanding?
No. If I knew I was getting paid to do that, sure.
But would you be like smug about it? You're like, oh, I guess Harvey Specter's at it again. Or would you be like,
well, I don't think that in the contract we would have to negotiate. Like, it doesn't have to be like us kissing their ass. Like, we're allowed to have like silly opinions.
I'm just wondering if Matt would end up liking the show, or would you forever probably just snub your nose?
Probably. I guess so. I've warmed up to it where I'm like, maybe it's not that bad of a show. If it's like people love it that much, but not my cup of tea.
I think it'd be funny if
stay with us.
I think it'd be funny if
do they have a podcast yet? I just feel like every show that's who? Like come off air.
No, they're like surprisingly we're gonna do don't. A rewatch.
I'm sure it'll come. I'm sure they'll announce it soon. Now we said it though.
Yeah, now that we said it.
Yeah,
not because like we're influencing them. It's just like everything we say happens. Weird. I think it'd be funny if we dedicated like, I don't know, like a season of Housewives and they have to watch it too. And
then
like,
yeah. I don't know if I could
and
do that.
And we like, because you guys
would
opinions,
like it.
Your opinions would be so funny to us.
Yeah. The real, which city?
Well,
let's do Salt Lake.
Oh, no, but they don't like, drink, right?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, they do?
One of them
yeah.
literally owns a tequila brand.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Are they not Mormon then? Or they're
some of them
light
are.
Mormons?
They're Mormon.
But they don't follow the rules.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And there's so much lore you got to catch up on because these seasons have been going on for
I know.
Forever.
I wish there was like one that was just coming out so we could all start fresh on like season one of a
I know
Housewives
some of
or
them.
Something.
I like the Beverly Hills Housewives.
Yeah, they
I
love
like I like the lady Lisa Ramini or wait,
Lisa Rinna.
Lisa Rinna. I like her because she was on Days of Our Lives and
yeah,
my
she's
mom,
not on anymore.
Not on Days of Our Lives or not on the
Housewives.
Real Housewives.
Yeah.
Is she in jail too?
Damn.
No.
Oh.
Damn.
Surprisingly, no.
I liked her because, I'm Days of Our Lives fan. And her face is very, like, familiar to me and very homey. And I feel just very safe.
Yeah.
I feel very safe.
But she's a bit of a bitch.
And she's married to Harry Hamlin.
What are the... What's, like, the in like the idea of... Is each city the same thing? It's just, like, rich women dealing with their problems?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay.
And hating each other.
And gossiping behind each other's back.
But
and crime.
Do trips.
Is there like a host that's like making them do challenges? Like, okay.
No.
There's
no.
reunions.
No.
There's reunions. That
yeah, but
like,
if
they
like
don't,
a...
they're
like,
hey, climb this wall.
That's what they got Andy Cohen. He's like.
It's not like challenges though, where they have to team up and like.
No.
It's just like drama.
They will do like.
It's like Kardashian. They're just following their lives around.
They'll do like team bonding. It's just like they plan activities to put them in situations basically where like some shit's gonna go down.
But it's not, there isn't a host who's like, all right, today on.
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Jesus fucking dare you, dumbass.
Was the first Real Housewives Orange County?
Yes.
Yes. All right.
The OG of the OC, Vicky Gunvalson.
And then, go ahead.
I'd
like to move
thing.
On from Housewives,
that's
honestly.
Really good that you knew that.
What?
I'm impressed.
Oh, I mean, come on.
He's a woman.
Well, I don't know. You never talk about them.
Fuck.
Well, how long do we have this till?
We got another 30.
Well, I was just wondering.
Minutes.
I have to fart.
Rip it.
Outside.
No.
Do
outside.
It. Come on.
I'm not,
do it.
I'm just
outside.
Hold it.
To rip it.
Go outside.
Rip it loud.
No. No.
Loud and proud.
No, I'm not.
Well,
I'm
I have some fun like superlatives.
Yeah.
Superlatives.
I can never fucking say that word. Superlative.
Yeah.
There you go.
You can do it, Carl.
I'm really good at speaking. So I just found like some
superlatives.
Yeah, like most likely to.
Oh, like we're going to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
A little fun discussion.
Oh, so fun.
Of just this group or just people we
yeah,
know?
Yeah, us. Most likely to. Sorry, some of these are really dumb. Like worst case of senioritis. But there's some.
Mike.
I think no. You. Yeah.
Senioritis?
I'm literally more organized than the two of you combined.
Wait, what do you mean senioritis? We're talking about
senioritis is like you don't want to be focused on your schoolwork because I think you're that's excited what it
is.
About
yeah,
graduating.
Senioritis is like, I'm over this. Like, get me out of high school.
Oh.
Like, I have senioritis. Mike.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I had senioritis in sophomore year.
I thought you would be more like, oh, I just don't want this to end, guys.
Oh, that was I definitely yeah. would. Yeah, like, no, senioritis is like, you're over.
Yeah, I got that sophomore year of high school. I was like, I think I have senioritis.
No, I was like sobbing every day. Like, this is going to be the worst. Yeah.
And then I went to college and I was like, this sucks.
What is that called when you go...
Depression.
No, super senior when you do it twice.
Oh, yeah. But that's like college.
Yeah. Or it could be
no, we had a couple, like super seniors.
Do they still hold kids back? Remember that?
I don't know. Yeah. I feel like they wouldn't now because they'd be like, no, that's like
a stigma. Like, oh,
TJ's
shit.
Mom, she didn't. I feel like so many parents probably do this, but his sister, he was just like, she's just so little. I don't want her to like go to school yet. So she like held her back.
oh, like not.
She's just so small.
Just so like,
oh,
she gets an extra year of being at home and growing.
Yeah.
That's smart. I don't mind that. Yeah.
But I think it was just like you don't want to let go.
Oh, yeah.
I'll never send my kid to school. You're staying home with me. And we're going to watch The Housewives.
I bet some people like held their kids back like after like COVID and stuff too. Because they felt like the kid didn't get like a proper year of like school and just want them to like experience that extra year. Yeah. I can see that.
I would be like, you don't need to know any of that.
There's a school in Austin. I saw some TikTok about it that it's like all... AI, but it's like there's no like teachers, but it's like a very deeply new age Montessori type of school. You know what like a Montessori school is?
Uh-uh. Yeah.
It's like learning at your own pace kind of a thing.
Okay.
It's very like
it's for like really, really young kids. Instead of just like drawing and, you know, learning the ABCs, they like teach you how to fold your clothes or like
you have to pay to go
it's
to it.
Problem, yeah, it's problem solving oriented. So instead of like,
oh, that's cool.
You learn by doing the thing rather than by just being sitting and listening to the thing and then doing the thing. Anyways, it was like really interesting this
like
approach
AI.
And it actually looked like the kids like the kids would get on the computers and like do this AI learning and then they go out and like just do the shit, but the whole time maybe this was just the news segment, I couldn't tell. And what I is it what I'm seeing that looks cool or is this actually like good for these kids?
Yeah.
I don't think it's a good idea. That's insane.
I feel like I would love that in school, like folding clothes and shit.
Yeah. I like, just and they're like making things. Burgers, like the kids are like cooking and stuff, and they're so into it.
AI, let's have a real fucking person.
Well, they have home ec, but I feel like home ec was like making crazy stuff. It wasn't like regular, like a grilled cheese sandwich or like.
Yeah, but I think if like part of school is like it's the discipline of having to sit and pay attention and do something that is kind of boring. Because in life, you need to have a discipline of getting through the boring things and paying attention to things that are kind of boring.
Yeah,
if
but
you're only doing what you want to do. Can you have the discipline to like handle the grind?
Well, we have TikTok now, so no one really has to sit there anymore.
I don't know. Anyways, let's go to these superlatives.
Our next superlative.
Most likely to binge Netflix.
Me.
Aaron.
I feel like Carly
no,
on that
no,
one.
No, it's me.
Like it's definitely Aaron.
She'll binge a book.
It's me.
Binge a book. Yeah, I don't like...
I thought you like don't leave your bed for like 8 hours a day because you're just
so
watching.
That is so crazy. You really think I'm just laying in my bed for eight
Didn't
hours
you say
a
this
day?
One? You said you. But I do think of Carly. Like, what are Carly's
See, that like
doing
bothers me because it makes me feel like all you think I'm like really lazy.
Carly, you're self-proclaimed. I love bed rotting.
Yeah,
I do, but
it
doesn't mean every day I'm in bed
no,
for like 8 hours.
She's just being silly.
Not
whatever.
Every day, but if there was a person.
Walking out. Sorry, I think it's like an insecurity of mine because I get like when someone's like, "You're up early." I'm like, that like makes me feel like.
I'm just referencing the conversation
that
we
laughing?
Had. Yeah, where you said you love your bed. What happened to you, Matt?
Oh my God, Matt's gonna do a spit take. I'm scared.
It's like a smoothie too.
I just like imagine her. She actually fucking left.
Carly left.
Actually left over like a bed rotting.
Like that after guy. She's the one who says that all the time.
That got under your skin that bad. But you're like, no, fuck this. And we're like, okay. And we like still try to make it work.
I go home straight to bed.
Posting
no,
from bed.
Okay.
I left the show.
Is everything okay?
Everyone said I just bed rot.
No, I leave and you guys are still here and I'm posting a story
from bed.
Yeah. I'm like, you guys will never believe I'm still here.
Oh, you walked out the door and like,
I'm like, I have like a portable bed in my car.
What are you guys talking about?
She's like,
it's just, oh my god, I can't drive yet. I have bedrock. Oh my god, I'm crying.
Okay. Oh my gosh. I mean,
oh. Oh my god.
I need a second.
The next one's like, who's the most likely to stay in bed all day?
I don't. I mean, I do love being in bed, but
that's
I'm not
what
like,
I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I know, but I feel like you guys are telling me that I'm not, I don't do shit and I just lay in my bed
no
and stare at the
ceiling.
No, no, oh, you work in, it's just in bed.
That's how it feels.
No, no.
Okay,
no,
okay,
no,
okay.
No.
Do you want that one then? We'll give it to you. Most likely to binge.
Oh no, Netflix. You don't have to give it to me. I already have it.
Yeah, but she's a little on the couch. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not in bed, I'm on the couch.
I don't know. Okay. Best celebrity lookalike. Like who looks most like a celebrity? Actually it's Mike, obviously.
Yeah.
It is pretty crazy how similar.
I know. Throughout the years it's been different people. He's the most
a
famous
different
one.
Jew.
Yeah. Well, no, like in high school, I apparently looked like McLovin because I had like short hair and no facial hair and
like
was just
a little nerdy.
And then people said I look and sound like Seth Rogen in college.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
What? Okay.
What? What's in your smoothie?
I was picturing you.
Just talking.
Like, people said, you know, I look like Brad Pitt. We're like,
oh. Yeah. No, I've got like George Clooney, Tom Cruise. More so.
I need to go lay in bed.
Yeah, Jack Antonoff.
Oh, I should move phone.
The craziest was when that guy at Rite Aid was like pissed off that I was not him. Although when I was at that restaurant that Lord was at, I'm convinced she thought I was him because she kept looking over at me like, yeah. Are you going to say hi?
Yeah.
But, and then I also had the singer of RX Bandits after a show, he said, you look like this guy that I work with, Jack Antonoff. And I was like, heard it before,
it's
pal.
It's me.
Yeah.
Let's get to the stew.
Yeah.
God, make another banger. Remember when Matt used to drive with us to the studio and we would listen to that kind of music and he's like, oh my God.
Oh, RX Bandits? Yeah. Oh, I'm like, no drums in the
I don't
want to
hear electric
drums.
Guitar until the sun goes down.
It's just like,
no drums in the morning.
Like, don't.
Yeah, like on the drive to Palm Springs, I was like, you cool with this? He goes, no, I don't want to hear drums in the morning.
No.
Yeah,
I can't say, no. Like, most likely to win Jeopardy.
Oh, Matt.
Probably
for
me.
Sure.
Probably me.
I always get it confused.
What?
Which one's Family Feud?
That's the one where...
I know.
It's a team. It's like Survey Says.
Okay, that's the one I like.
Like yeah. 10 things you'll find in the kitchen.
Jeopardy. What's Jeopardy?
Jeopardy is you pick a category.
I'll do geography for 900.
Oh, fuck that.
What is Morocco?
Yeah, no.
Good job.
I'll do podcasts for 200. This podcast was a spinoff from a host of The Tonight Show who now has a Sirius XM show. What is Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend for 200?
I was like playing that with a friend when I was little, like as a joke or something. I can't remember why we were doing it, but I was like, someone told me something. And I don't know what the answer was, but she was like, a cat. And I go, no, you have to like say
I'll
it.
That in the form of a question.
And she goes, is it a cat?
Oh, that's really good.
I was lolling.
That's good.
Why do you have to say it like that?
I don't know.
Because that's how they give the questions.
They give the answer.
The
clues are the answers, so you have to ask the question.
I think
it also makes it that you can have a few different variations, too.
Right. Because if it was just an easy quiz response show, it would just kind of get, I don't know, I think a little annoying and like aggressive. Because your brain, you have to like think in reverse.
What is Lake Superior?
Yeah.
This lake, yeah. I like it.
Biggest foodie.
Oh.
Definitely not me.
I would say Aaron.
All right.
I think you get out and about like more
yeah,
on
you
the
go
town. And I think you're going
and
out and having You're eating at more restaurants.
Probably. I'm just not like...
In a... Yeah.
Like you're not obsessed with
I'm not like
food,
pretentious. Like,
well, you're not doing food reviews and like...
No. Oh, like this. I'll go somewhere and I'll be like, this is good or this is bad.
That's your food, you know?
I'm not like, oh, this should have a little bit more salt on it.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care.
Can you call the chef over?
Yeah, but
you
like
call
when
this black pepper?
When there are like new... My friend Cheryl is really good. She always sees like new restaurants and she's like, I want to go try this place and I will always go with her.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good friend.
You are very good boots on the ground. And that's what I think A foodie is a
journalism.
Person who is actively going out and trying new places. So, yeah.
Have you been to Gemma in Hollywood?
G-E-M-M-A?
J-E-M-M-A. Have you been to Ospie?
Oh, I've been
Venice?
To Ospie. That's a
I
great
love
place.
Ospie. It's like owned by the same people, but it's literally right here.
Oh. What's it called?
Gemma. It's right next to the Avalon.
Oh, okay.
It was really good.
I love Ospie. They're pasta so
yeah, it's the same company.
Good. Is it pasta too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Gotta go. Best travel buddy.
Me. Oh.
Probably either of us.
Yeah.
I'm really good at planning.
Me too.
I mean, I'm good at travel. I mean,
I don't think I'm bad at traveling.
No, I'm not
really
like a,
like
but I'm not a leader. I'm not a leader. I can't be like, let's do this. Like, I like to follow. So
you, it depends on what you like. I've never traveled with you, but Matt, if there's a bar in the town, no matter what, Matt's going to be at that bar every night that it's open. Like we're not sitting at home for any night. We're getting up first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
We're not relaxing. If there's, I want to go see this, like we're in wherever, Italy.
If we were in Hawaii staying at a resort that's meant to relax, but if I'm in the middle of a booming, a historical metropolis, I'm going out and about.
That's
and
what
like,
I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I plan out day itineraries.
Yeah.
We'd be good together.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And we'd be good to follow.
Yeah, it'd be like, hey, you down to just like
drag, trying to drag Carly out of bed every day.
Shut up.
Is there a closed mattress store?
A closed mattress store?
You just look at Airbnb and just like the bed part. Oh, they got a bed.
Yeah.
My manifestation board is all beds. Like nicer beds.
Yeah.
My parents have one. It's so funny because they're like, I think it's probably good for like older people, but like
a manifestation board?
Like a visualization board.
Oh,
interesting. Yeah. 100%.
No, I've moved on. Wait, what are we talking about?
Wait, you're saying boomers have a manifestation board?
No, sorry. I moved on from that, but I was kidding that like I have a visualization board, but it's all just beds.
Oh.
Like different kind of beds.
Yeah.
But then I moved on. My parents in the guest bedroom where like we normally stay, they have a king size bed, but it's like split in half. Like
yeah,
it's,
that's like how it's in Europe.
Oh, okay. And like one side can go like up or down.
Hospital style.
So like you can like, and I was like, oh, you can use it. Like, are you ever using it? I was like, no, I've never even touched it. But then one time I did it to see how far up it went. And I was literally like,
sitting
it was insane.
That's what you need for your bedroom.
Yeah. No, literally I do.
Yeah, I know.
I really want to get like a comfy like love sack. I feel like that would be like.
A love sack?
Like, not instead of a bed. I have a chair in my bedroom that I sit at a lot and like edit.
Want another thing for you to like.
Have a nice pair of running. Have a nice pair of running shoes. Let's get.
I have walking shoes.
I would get a nice reading chair. I've been in the market for a good reading
chair. Like an Eames chair.
Like a
not any
day bed.
Ooh, don't tempt me.
Like a chaise lounge.
Yeah.
I just want like a really good like thick proper like reading chair. That like you can almost curl up in.
They have really
and read.
That's not a couch.
That is not a couch. That is a like.
It's like a
this, but
what
more
do they call
bigger.
Them? Like like a chair and a half.
Yes,
love seat.
A love chair more than a love couch.
Love chair,
no, it would be less than a love couch. Love seat is for two people.
Correct.
Love,
so
love
be
chair.
Less. Yeah, so it'll be
like,
less.
A love chair.
I search reading chair and then that's what comes up.
Sixpenny has a really. Cute one.
Yes.
It's just a really
my only thing with Sixpenny, I know that's their like trademark is the really thin arms.
No,
like
they have ones that are thick.
Show me.
I will.
We'll
literally
stay
will.
With us.
prove it.
They're just too
and they
thin
have like
and I like
that's just the that specific style.
Oh, I feel like that's all I see from Sixpenny.
Let me show you.
Okay.
Let me show you the day beds. They have some
another
good
one, Carly.
Too.
We're back. Oh, I like this.
I had one
sweater.
Thank you.
Is it as comfortable as it looks?
Yeah. Most likely to stay calm in a crisis, or most. Yeah.
Me.
I think Mike.
Or you?
Probably not me.
No, I don't think Aaron.
Yeah.
Definitely not you.
Yeah, for sure not.
Define the crisis.
Matt, anything.
Not even a crisis. Anything. A minor inconvenience is a global meltdown.
Yeah.
My water bottle, it's not full anymore.
Oh. Yeah, but a crisis.
Oh, I guess I just got to throw it away.
Yeah, I guess it is different. Like a crisis, like.
I am so sorry.
No, I think that's me like on the day to day, but like, on a crisis.
If that's your baseline, what are you going to do when the fucking world
crisis
ends?
I can get like, if I realize this is affecting everybody and there's nothing I can do about it, I get a little like nihilistic about it.
That's also not good. We got to have solutions. We got to get plans. We got to get strategies. That's how
I feel like, yes, I have a lot of anxiety, but I feel like when something happens, I like immediately am like, looking for a solution. I'm not as emotional. I'm just like, okay, well, what do we do? Like, for example, in the middle of the night, if one of our fire alarms does the beeping, the battery's low thing, Nolan is just pissed off. He's like, where is it? I want to take it off the thing. And I'm like, I'm the type of person that's like, well, I'm just going to go change it because that's what you do.
I would never get out of bed.
See, I don't know. I'm just like,
okay, Carly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm solution oriented too. Like,
yeah,
like,
I'm Patricia, like, let's just figure out the answer.
Longest time Patricia and I were dating, she felt like her remote couldn't turn off her TV. So she would get up every day just to turn off her TV physically. And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. Have you ever looked up your remote model and like done, and I did it, and she did it for 2 years without solving it.
Oh my god.
Or then she's like, the other day I was in the back room and I was watching TV and I was like, oh, the batteries are dead, I replaced the battery. She came in, she goes, the remote doesn't work, right? And I go, no, I just replaced the battery. She was like, oh.
Well, also, again, these are not crises, Matt. These are the most
solution. I thought she started talking about being solution oriented.
I was just saying
I'm pretty like that
because mine was just piggybacking either. A fire alarm.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. I don't know.
What's
I think
the crisis? It would be Mike. Give me a crisis.
I can't.
And I'll tell you if I'd be freaking out or not.
If a cop was arresting you.
Yeah, you get pulled over.
Yeah, I would. I'd be kind of freaking out. But that's, once again, that's a personal thing that is personally affecting me and not anybody else.
Well,
it's
what if he was arresting a group of you?
Kind of wouldn't care. I actually
cops come in right now, the four of us, so you're under arrest for
the FBI and Homeland Security.
We know how it goes.
No, yeah. I wouldn't be freaking out that much if everybody's getting arrested and
I'm
involved.
You wouldn't be like, wait,
yeah,
what?
But I think you would, and you would be the one who's trying to like understand from the police what's going
on. So what's the purpose? What happened? Like, you'd be
First I would say, nobody say a goddamn word.
Yeah.
Do not say a fucking word to these people. They will ask you questions. Do not say a fucking word till we get a lawyer, and that's it, and we're gonna figure it out.
Yeah,
I think it's me. Love you to death, Matt.
I think it's also Mike.
Crisis management. I don't know if that's your greatest skill.
Right. Sure. Next question.
People's feelings are getting hurt.
Yeah people's feelings.
One. That's two. We're at.
I know.
It's like a Housewives episode.
Yeah. No, this is what they do. They're like, let's play a game. Okay, let's go around and say all the things we like about each other and don't like about each other.
Someone can improve
it's like,
on.
Oh, what could go wrong?
Literally.
And they're all like drunk.
Remember we did that drunk episode? That was insane. We should do another one.
Yeah, I'm down.
Mike,
100%.
That was insane.
It was wild, guys.
It was a movie. That episode was a movie.
I just, okay.
Most likely to text back in 0.2 seconds.
Probably me.
Yes. Oh, yo, Michael, bing, bing.
I don't know. You're always on Do Not Disturb.
Like on the weekends, maybe. I think Mike is probably the most prompt out of all of us.
I also just have it open on my laptop, and that's where I'm sitting for most of my day. So I'm on it.
Best motivator.
Mike.
I feel like Matt.
Yeah, you're pretty motivating.
Come on, let's go.
It'll be fine. Come on.
Yeah. It'll be fun. Come on. You never go cowboy hopping or whatever you do.
Cowboy hopping.
Cowboy hopping.
What's the thing at Saddle Ranch?
Cowboy hopping.
Cowboy hopping.
My brain's a little fried, okay? Yeah, sorry. Yeah. God. I'm leaving.
Another walk-off.
Another walk-off.
most likely to take a nap during a party.
Carly.
No, I actually can't nap. So
I know, but if there's a bed, yeah, you're in it.
You're laying.
I finally can nap now.
Really?
Yeah. I'm so old. I don't know if it's like my 30s. Yeah. I usually can never nap.
Like, why couldn't you nap? Is it because when you would wake up, you'd be groggy, or because you couldn't fall asleep?
I really couldn't fall asleep. I couldn't allow myself to fall asleep.
Did you nap in college?
Maybe like once, a couple times. If I had a 7 a.m. class or 8 a.m. class, I would come back and then continue
sleeping.
Yeah, I
was like a big college napper just because of that. But
yeah, now I've been able to do it.
God,
I just turn on Gilmore Girls. I turn on Gilmore Girls and I sit there and I close my eyes and I try to just listen to them yap.
Yeah.
And then I just go right to sleep.
That
it's
helps
amazing.
Me sleep too sometimes if it's something really low.
Yes.
Like I can barely hear what they're saying.
Yes.
But I try to focus on everything that they're saying and then my brain eventually just goes.
There's good ASMR on YouTube for that too, like Mr. Rogers compilations of like a Mr. Rogers interview and he's just like, and I just love my imagination and children are blah. And you're just like,
they have like if you're on Spotify, they have like sleep stories you can listen to, and it's someone like telling basically it's like a bedtime story.
Is it super
boring? Like for adults? Yeah.
Oh, like this on the Calm app where it's like Stephen Fry telling you
probably,
that you're walking through a meadow and it's lovely and there's a sleepy little brook.
Well, mine I found on Spotify and it was like, yeah, I forget what it was, but it was like a story about something, but it was just very like mundane and like okay. So I feel like it probably works for people. But if you have any problem sleeping, you could try that.
Yeah, do it at a party.
Sure is boring. Yeah, do it at a party. Okay, so who's most likely to nap at a party?
Probably you.
I don't nap.
Oh, then me. Oh, probably me. I love sleeping. I probably have napped at a party before.
I guess I don't necessarily know nap, but I feel like maybe just go off into a room and sit on a bed.
Yeah.
Me would be you.
I would do that too. I need a little bit of quiet time.
I can never pass out. Like just watching something and then I'm like asleep. I have to be like, I'm napping. This is my time. I'm going to nap. Like people
can
be watching a movie and go like.
I do that on the weekends if I'm hungover.
Oh, I can't do it.
Yeah.
My
body just takes over.
I'm like jealous of people who can sleep. Like if I see someone sleeping in public, I'm like jealous.
Oh no, that's crazy.
I'm jealous.
I sleep on 100% of the flights I go on. No matter what time
of
day.
TJ.
The whole time?
No.
I'm like. Just sitting there with my eyes open for 11 hours.
I feel like when I get on a plane, because I've been so tired on so many flights that it's like a Pavlovian response that I'm on an airplane, I'm just tired. Even
I'm
if it's
so
two
jealous.
In the afternoon for a 45-minute flight, I'm out.
So jealous. That's why I don't like early flights, because like I'm not sleeping on the plane, so I'm just miserable.
Love early flights.
Ugh, hate
get me to my destination, baby.
Most likely to win a dance-off. So stupid.
Would you guys all
probably
shave your heads if I had...
I hate this question.
If you had cancer?
Yeah.
No.
Well...
You're a boy.
That's honestly kind
of...
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, good point. Yeah, I guess like if a guy has cancer and... But making his girlfriend shave their heads, like
that's
like,
crazy.
You gotta fucking chill. Am
it's
I the asshole
the other
for
way around?
Am I the asshole for not wanting to shave my head?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, yeah,
that'd be rough. I mean, I see people do it because like their mom has kids. I'm like, that is so sweet. But like,
yeah. No, I get that for sure.
But would you? But if you were going through chemo. Would you shave your head to be Carly?
I don't think Carly would want me to.
No, what if I asked you? If I was like, please.
I would be like, no.
So we can look the same.
When I see those videos too of like the person who's like in the chair and they're shaving their head for cancer and then the person behind them goes zoop and then they do it to themselves, I would turn up like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you don't have to do this. Like, it feels... I don't know. It feels a little performative on internet culture, but
it feels very mid-2000s.
Yes, it's a little choogy.
So insecure, you got to shave your head. I feel like now people are like, "Yo, you're going through cancer, got to shave your head." Like you're fine. It's not like why do you look bald?
Yeah,
like
we know.
I
what's
feel
going
like
on.
Culturally, I think we've moved on from like, I just feel so insecure. I'd rather have all my friends have their head shaved. But all respect to anybody going through cancer and if that's something you do or have done recently.
I think what does make sense is like if the woman gets cancer and she shaves her head, then like her husband or boyfriend would follow suit also.
Yeah.
Because that makes it like a little less difficult to just do it one person. But
I don't know. I feel like it's not... if I like was going through that, I don't think I'd like ask anyone. Like, I don't think I'd care. Like,
wigs are really good now.
Yeah, would they you make shave good the eyebrows too.
I've always kind of wanted to try.
I don't like when like girls do
of
that for fashion.
Of course you don't.
It's fashion, Mike.
Anything I don't like weird, it. Anything weird, you're like, ugh.
I just don't get it.
It's fashion.
It's like you look like an alien.
Yeah, that's yeah, the point. That's or like when they want to look like a freak.
Yeah.
That's okay. I don't want to fucking look at a freak. I'm sorry. Go back to the fucking circus. Not on the cover of a magazine.
You should bleach yours first and then
I love it not, for fashion.
Yeah, like when they change the color of their eyebrows where you can't even see it anymore. Yeah. No. Please don't do that. I don't
know. I think it works for some people.
I think so too.
Where yeah. you're like, ooh, that's.
Like Emmy does it.
If you were like, if you were a massive like runway model and you're like working for like Balenciaga and Prada and you are like oh, yeah. up in the fucking scene and you're booking covers after covers and you got to just change your look for that's like just saying. A season.
It's
go bleach your eyebrows. Yeah. Do it.
Sorry. What I'm saying is I could never be do it. Like I would never do that. You can never. I would never do it.
Of course you would.
I am like so not in that world of even thinking about my face in a way that like, oh,
you
yeah.
You just show
like,
up with shaved eyebrows.
Let me change the fucking like color of my eyebrows. Like, I don't
I'm
know.
Coming
maybe...
over with a PSL and hair dye.
Some bleach.
We're getting I do it done. One red, one yellow.
Yeah.
No, not
there's just
me.
A cut on the
I like,
on the
I
end.
Get it. It's just not for me.
Yeah.
Not my cup of tea.
All right.
What else was there?
Well, that's fair. Fuck, I keep having them and then I forget them, obviously. Well, that's crazy because one of them says most likely to pull off a crazy fashion trend. Aaron, for sure. I feel like you're the most adventurous.
Fashion wise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. Crazy? Yeah.
Yeah, crazy?
You,
yeah.
I feel like take the fashion out of it. Crazy?
Well, yeah. Just I remember when we go to do like the Emmy reveals and you have those dressers with like crazy clothes that you're wearing for events or your OnlyFans or something. I'm just like, good grief.
Yeah.
That is scandalous.
Most likely to forget where they parked.
Carly.
Me.
If I did not have it on my phone, I would lose my car every single time I parked.
Yeah. I think me taking a picture, I never have to look, but by me taking the picture, I just remember it better.
I do take a picture as if I'm like in a parking garage.
Yeah.
I do that as just insurance. But we have a
yes, like
a
mental
system.
Insurance.
Because yeah, exactly. Because the, like they're always like A, B, C, D, whatever. One
or
time,
Jurassic E4.
Well, yeah, we always say like the number of the floor, like 3B or not 3B.
Oh, you try to come up with a mnemonic device to like
no.
get it.
Oh, no, that's smart. Good. I what do that for were, studying.
What if you were in G2?
G2
got
or
to
not
go.
G2. Like it's like to be or not to be.
Or maybe 2G or not to G.
G2. No, Mike. Okay, G. Like got to go. Like I got to go.
Oh,
G2.
Oh, it's always the same.
Wait, what? What if
like,
it's a...
to be or not to be?
What if it's 4? What if it's F4?
F4 or not F4?
I would be like...
Oh, you just...
yeah.
Oh.
It's the phrase.
Oh, I thought you were just rhyming it. And then you picked a different one for each.
No.
Like if it was, if I put an
F4,
I'd be like,
be with you. Like,
yeah, yeah. Like that's no. what I would do. I'd be like, F4 tornado. Like I would draw yeah. that. F4 strength
somebody
tornado.
From the Midwest.
Yeah.
Carly, you're Nebraska showing, please. I think that was
yeah,
pretty good.
I think we're,
I have to pick up my crazy pills.
Well, thanks again for watching another insane, hilarious, great episode of your favorite podcast.
Insane. We're crazy.
Send it to
we're
a so friend. Crazy. Share it with a friend. You know, it's the holiday season. Share some smiles. Share
it's
some
the holiday season.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.